According to the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, about 14,000 children in Zimbabwe die each year from diarrhea, largely caused by the rotavirus. Experts say these deaths will be a thing of the past if the rota vaccine is introduced in the country. Itai Rusika, director of the Community Working Group on Health, says it is unfortunate that children continue dying in Zimbabwe when such deaths can be prevented.
I think this is a welcome development, given that every year the country faces huge challenges, especially in terms of diarrheal diseases for the under five. So if the government has put in place measures to introduce the rotavirus that can reduce, you know, the diarrheal cases and also the deaths associated with the diarrheal diseases.
Rusika says Zimbabwe's child mortality rate is a cause of concern. According to the United Nations Children's Fund, as many as 100 children die each year in Zimbabwe due to largely preventable illnesses such as diarrhea. Rusika says the introduction of the rotavirus vaccine would certainly help in the overall reduction of the child mortality rate in the country and thus contribute to efforts being made by Zimbabwe to reach its Millennium Development Goals of reducing deaths among children below the age of five.
In terms of us meeting our Millennium Development Goals, it can also go a long way, because at the moment we are off track towards meeting a number of MDGs, including the MDGs on under five, infant, you know, mortality.
Dr. Douglas Gwatizo, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Medical Doctors Association, agrees with Rusike, saying the combination of the rotavirus vaccine and the other infant vaccines will protect a lot of children.
We've been waiting so long for this vaccination. It's good that the government realizes the importance of children being given this vaccination for diarrhea caused by the rotavirus.
Dr. Gwatizo, however, warns that the country should not introduce the vaccine before it has adequately mobilized financial resources, as it is very expensive. Last year, government introduced the vaccine for the prevention of pneumonia in another effort to reduce vaccine-preventable illnesses. This was done with the support of organizations such as the United Nations Children's Fund and the Global Alliance for Vaccines International, or Gavi. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Sylvia Manika.